Hey, this is Leticia, and I know all too well how the holidays can be a fun and stressful time. It's fun because we finally get to see those friends and family that have been away all year, and stressful because we see friends and family that we haven't seen all year. It seems like we try to pack in all that we missed into a long weekend or a few days. And where does most of the activity take place? Yep, around the kitchen table is where you'll find most of us. I don't know about you, but I always seem to rationalize things by saying, oh, the new year is coming and I'll get on my new eat right plan then. Somehow that justifies eating things that in my right mind I'd never eat altogether in one sitting or with a bunch of other people doing the same thing. Then to make matters worse, we have to reinstate family nap time. Stop the madness, right? Here are a few of Leticia's tips for doing something different this holiday season. Tip number one. Buy a water gun or a silly string and give it to your favorite family members. Tell them to shoot you whenever they see you with food in your mouth. If you're not sitting at the table during mealtime, tell them to say things while they're shooting you that are positive, like, you know I'll love you no matter how much you weigh. Tip number two. Start looking and trying on clothes that are two sizes too large for you. Once you're in the dressing room, imagine yourself in these clothes and they fit a little tight. Now remember this feeling when you get ready to eat something extra or that you know isn't good for you. And tip number three. Write down all the things that you know you're supposed to do and ignore it. I mean, really, it's the holidays. You're supposed to overeat and complain about all the weight that you've gained. That's what New Year's resolutions are for. That's what keeps the fitness centers in the peak at the beginning of the year. If you didn't gain weight, think of all the skinny people that you'd put out of work. Seriously? You do know I've been joking, right? Well, we all know by now what we're supposed to do to get in or stay in shape. Unfortunately, we make different choices and find ways of justifying them. We are all adults here, and the reality is that you are going to do what you want to do, and you will either be proud or ashamed of it later. If you want a better body, job, attitude, whatever, live a better life filled with better choices. Decide what you want and marry the idea with the action, and the result will be success. Even though we all know the right answer, sometimes we just need to hear someone else ask the question. So, here's the question one more time. Who do you think is responsible for making you happy, healthy, and wise? Leticia can only do so much. Hey, step away from that silly string.